What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, what do I always say when it comes to marital strife? You never know what's going on behind closed marital doors until it reaches a boiling point and one person, usually the man, decides enough is enough, and he puts on the mask, like in this article that was published on the 15th of October. Arnak man shot wife, then put her in a trash can before calling 911. This dude literally said, I'm taking the trash out. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! An Arnak County man has been charged with termination in the shooting deletion of his wife. Just after 5:30 p.m. on Monday, October 14th, sheriff's deputies responded to a house in the 1200 block of Stover Road in Arnak Township after 38-year-old resident Jacob Fisher called 911 to say he'd shot his wife, said Undersheriff Don McIntyre. Deputies and a tribal police officer arrived at the house and found Fisher, who told them he'd placed his wife's body in a garbage can after shooting her during an argument. Women, you truly need to go back to the time period where you were the calming force in a man's life. Women of today do not de-escalate situations. They actually believe they can escalate a situation, and that no matter what they do, a man is never supposed to do anything to them in retaliation. Oh, no, 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 ladies. Those days are gone. Police went to the can and found 29-year-old Dinara Fisher deceased inside it with an obvious gunshot wound to her head, McIntyre said. They also recovered a handgun at the scene. Five minors were present, but none were physically injured, McIntyre said. Once Fisher was arrested, McIntyre summoned the Michigan State Police Crime Lab to process the scene and an MSP detective to interview Fisher. Fisher, on the morning of Tuesday, October 15th, appeared in Arnak County District Court for arraignment on one count of open termination, which contains both first and second degree termination. Fisher is being held without bond. A preliminary examination scheduled for October 29th. Well. Once again, far too many women have let the idea of I'm going to be a strong woman and stand my ground no matter what creep into their minds. They've watched too many propaganda movies put out by Hollywood depicting these little tiny women throwing around these big, burly, buff men. And these women have been programmed to believe, you know what? I can do that to my man. Oh, no, ladies. No, no, no. Especially believing, as we all know, gentlemen, these women believe they can say some of the most disrespectful, out-of-pocket shit to you, and you're not supposed to do anything about it. Once again, we never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. Who knows what this woman said to this guy and how long she's probably been saying it. Gentlemen, as we all know, it takes time for a woman to feel that she's comfortable enough to actually get into a verbal argument with you and be so damn disrespectful. And we know why. Because women honestly believe that no matter what they do, no matter what they say, it's up to you to restrain yourself and let them disrespect you in every way possible. No, ladies, I'm going to reiterate. Those days are done. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution, the problem-solving pistol. Going to give that a 5. Psychological impact. It says that there were 5 minors there, but to the degree that they were involved, they didn't really specify. But since they were there, I'll still give that a 50. And for the brutality factor, 1 to the dome, quick and easy, I'll give that a 15. So, Jacob, the finisher, Fisher, gets a score of 80. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate, there's so much crap that society expects us to put up with when it comes to women. No, no, no. Men are no longer taking it. And guess what? When that man decides, you know what? This woman's become the bane of my life. I'm going to go ahead and take matters into my own hands. And guess what? He said, you know what? I'm already going to be resigned to my fate. So I'm going to go ahead and go all the way with it, which is why he called 911 after he did the deed. No need to run. None of that. Bam. Dumped her. Yeah, 911. I did it. So, situations like that, gentlemen, you know these men are like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll take my 3 hots in a cot and call it a day. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there in relationships, girlfriends, wives, whatever, if you think that we're still in the day that where you can argue with a man, disrespect a man, call him all sorts of things out of his name, but a child of God, you ladies really, really need to understand something. In our world, the world of men, there's only so much talking that we're going to do. Eventually, there's a line. And if you cross that line, guess what? Violence will happen, usually in the form of fisticuffs. However, sometimes it goes even further than that into the firearms realm. Hey, it is what it is. So you better understand this, and you better understand this crystal damn clear. The power you think that you have in those domestic situations, that goes out. Feminism and the protection that you believe you have from the Duluth model, goes out right along with it. Because once again, I'm going to reiterate, our world, the world of man, is a violent world. And there are too many unspoken rules that we men know about. Namely, the most basic rule: talk shit, get hit. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.